Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username tonight, lrn.fm. We're going to come back to the tipping discussion if we get the chance. Taryn Lupo had a couple of tipping stories. He wanted to tell one really bad customer story and then the best tip he ever received. And you are also welcome to regale us with your best tip story or the worst. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Taryn, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones and to the fun first, however. Tom is listening in Rochester, Michigan. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, Ian. Hey, listen, I was kind of surprised listening to you. And, you know, if Verizon gives me a phone and says you can use it as long as, you know, you're using our service, and if you want to break the or at the end of the contract, you know, we can talk about, you know, whether we'll unlock it for you. I am surprised you support the government getting involved in that transaction. And I looked at the vote, and, you know, people like Amash and Massey, a lot of the libertarians voted no. And I'm just thinking that's, you know, that's not something the government should be dictating.
Well, now, hold on a second.
Let's set the stage here, because I'm not entirely sure what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Unlocked phones or something?
He's referring, maybe you weren't paying attention during the call earlier, Mark, but there was a call earlier about a guy who was saying that there's some new law.
No, I'm a professional radio talk show host, and I'm trying to reset so the people who just tuned in know what the hell we're talking about.
Yes, I know what you're doing. Thank you for that. What happened earlier in the show, there was a guy who called in, and he said there was some law that allows phones to be unlocked, which means they could be taken to another carrier. Now, I don't have a problem with you being able to unlock a phone. That makes sense. But we didn't talk about the contractual aspect of it. If the phone company gives you a phone and then you're under a contract, then you need to stay under that contract.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're subsidizing it.
Exactly. That's why they give you the phones, right. Or give you them at a discount, because you're paying for it in the long run with the contract. You're paying more for it that way. ultimately, if you're done with your contract, you've paid that phone off, you should be able to take that phone somewhere else.
Well, you haven't paid the phone off. You've actually, you know, used their contract. I mean, I just think that...
No, you've paid the phone off, sir.
If the cell phone company wanted to make sure that the customers were able to utilize the phone afterwards, they could make that part of the contract. But if they say, look, you know, the phone's locked after the contract, and if you want to, you know, negotiate something to unlock it, come to us. So I just, you know, they get the phone and the service knowing that it's locked. And now the government is saying, no, you're not going to allow it. We're not going to allow you to keep it locked. So I don't think
most people know that it's locked. I don't think they understand the ins and outs of the various different cell phone technologies.
Yeah, well, what if I unlock my phone? I mean, should I not be able, if I've got a phone that's, you know, I'm off contract and now I have a phone, should I not be able to, you know, do whatever, like root a phone and then be able to run it through some other system?
Well, I just think that if you go out and buy it at Walmart and it's a phone and it's known that it's unlocked and it won't be locked, that's one thing. But if you buy it from Verizon and they say after the contract's up, it's still going to be locked, now the government says, well, you
can't. Whose phone is it?
Whose phone is it?
When you've paid for the phone.
You signed a contract, though, man. If you didn't read it.
I didn't sign a contract. I signed a one-way statement that allowed me to get a damn phone. There's no contract.
Well, you're not renting. You're not lease to buy the phone.
That's exactly what that is.
Well, actually, if you'll take a look at the new contracts, that's how they lay them out. Because at this point, the competition. Competition from like Walmart and places like that that are doing these $45 a month unlimited plans has driven cell phone companies to have to compete in that arena.
True.
So I mean, and now they'll show you that look, well, you can buy a plan for $45 a month, or you can get this phone and it's $70 a month with a 2-year contract.
Right. And when you're
so
done
that's
with
essentially
the
what you're doing, you're paying off their $600 phone by $25 a month.
That's exactly what it is. They subsidize it up front.
All right. Hmm? I mean, if I went to Verizon and said, okay, I'll do this for 2 years, but at the end of the contract, I want it unlocked, and they said, no, that's not our deal. Well,
you own
that.
The phone at the end of the contract. You you don't seem to understand
you
that.
You own the phone, but you know what? It was their phone. They sold it to you as part of the deal.
And if I can crack their software, then that's my damn phone to crack, isn't it?
I'm sure your car company has all kinds of long contracts when you buy their car from them. They've got proprietary software in there, but sometimes you can tweak the software to get better gas mileage or tweak it to get better off-the-line technology. Should I not be able to play with my car either?
Well, agreeing to allow government with guns to force this force what this contract is going to say, I don't think is a good thing. And Amash and the top libertarians in Congress didn't agree.
There's no libertarian in Congress.
Okay, I don't agree. I wouldn't say that the government should be involved because the government's only going to mess it up. But I would say that in this circumstance, the government's probably feeling pressure, likely from a congressman
consumer
or a senator.
That's what it says. Fine,
it's consumer advocates. No doubt about it. They do all kinds of different stuff. I bet it's just as many. Everybody's frustrated by this because it is mafia tactics. The cell phone companies.
It's a free market.
It's not free, dude.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
You don't have to sign up.
It's
with
not
Verizon.
A free market in cell phones? Have you ever tried putting a cell phone tower up?
Well, I'm talking about, cell phone service. If you don't like Verizon locking your phone, go to somebody who won't lock your phone.
That's great. And that's what the marketplace has done, is it has allowed for more businesses, more cell phone companies to have the unlocked phones because of competition, because of what limited competition exists in the marketplace. And while it's true that the cell phone marketplace is less restricted than the old landline markets, which is ridiculously regulated, there's still a ton of regulations around running a cell phone company, from the FCC.
If you can't put a tower up in your backyard, then you can't compete. And if you can't compete, that means there's a cartel.
Right.
And we know what the cartels look like because we saw what they did in the 90s and the early aughts. They had these restrictive.
The argument for net neutrality was cartels. So, I mean, this is all can be, I don't know, whatever. All right.
Well, I appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks for making it here tonight. But look, I understand where he's coming from. He believes that the cell phone companies have the right to control the equipment that they put out there even after you've paid it off. And I don't agree with that. I mean, if I'm buying a cell phone from a company, I don't think that they should have a say in what I do to that phone after it's out of contract.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's, do you never own the phone?
That's what he was suggesting.
My old Kyocera that's sitting in there, my old Nokia that I've probably moved from three different houses,
right.
This old brick, does it still belong to Alltel, which got bought by Sprint?
No. If it did, they'd be knocking on your door trying to get it back.
I mean, they've got proprietary software in there, and if you can root the software, you should be able to do that. In the same way that if you've got a stereo that you should be able to sort of change things up, that's fine too.
I like your car argument that you were in a lease with a car and then it was done. It's like, what, I can't trip out my own car? I mean,
something that does happen when you modify electronic devices like this, whether it's your PlayStation 3 or whatever it is, if you're opening up a piece of electronics,
void the warranty.
You're voiding your warranty. Okay, and that's one of the punishments in the marketplace for being a tinkerer or one of these techno nerds that likes to do like I do and root my phones and put custom software on there. That's technically a terms of service violation. But
I've never used my warranty for any electronics. Have you guys ever sent stuff back?
I've not done it myself. Actually,
it's too much.
I take it back. I've done it on a laptop.
Oh, really?
The Toshiba that was a real lemon.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I used it. Used their service several times.
Back when Toshiba was like the only laptop that you could get that you could rely on, Ian manages to find
the worst
lemon.
One. So,
you've got to be able to own something, right? I mean, at some point or another, if I'm carrying a cell phone around every day and then finally the contract period's out and I want to switch, for whatever reason, I want to keep a 2-year-old phone around I want to switch carriers and go to one of these off-brand carriers or whatever, I think you should be able to do that. And I can't see any reason why you shouldn't. Now, should the government be involved? No. The company should have come to that conclusion on their own.
But wait a minute. Remember, the companies aren't even subject to true market competition. So maybe that would have happened even faster in the marketplace. It had happened. right? You acknowledge that, Mark. It had been happening. In fact, I feel like it's almost too little too late from the government in this case, because Verizon just a month ago or something like that announced that they were going to be going to monthly plans. So, and you can't get the subsidized phones anymore through them. You've got to buy your own phone now, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's the way the market's going. Verizon went that direction because of market competition, not because of the government. 855, 450, free, and that's the limited market. It'd be nice if we actually had a true free market in communication technologies. Who knows what kind of cool stuff we'd have. Free Talk Live.
Going back to the MyVexen thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Join us toll free on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Want to say big on Amazon? How about 25%? 20%, maybe even more than 25%. You can do that, no problem.
You can change your life because Amazon has just about everything you need. As a matter of fact, we've been saying that they don't have produce there. You can buy Whole Foods gift cards on Amazon.
Wow.
And there you get your produce, too. We've been saying they don't have gas. Apparently, people can buy GameStop cards, and then they go to GameStop and buy Shell gas cards, and then they get their gasoline from
20% off gas?
You can
20% off
buy
food?
Everything you need to live in your life.
It's crazy.
You won't pay your mortgage, and it won't pay your electric bill, but everything you need to live your life you can buy at Amazon, and you can save 15, 20, 25, even up to 30%.
If you're saving enough on groceries, gasoline, and all that other stuff, that might just pay for your electric bill if you add it all up.
I just used it today and got something. It's awesome.
It is awesome. SaveAtPurse.com. You go and get started there. Sign up through our link, which is SaveAtPurse.com. And Free Talk Live will get a very small amount of each of your purchases from there and then on. Oh, here's the catch. Because you really can save 20% or more on everything at Amazon, almost everything at Amazon. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. You have to use Bitcoin to do this. So if you don't yet have Bitcoin, you can go to expresscoin.com and get some. And then when you get it, go to saveatpurse.com and get started over there. It's real easy. You just watch their video and it'll explain it all to you. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More tipping stories still to come here tonight. Dave is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Okay, there is this BS board that people are on there constantly making fun of me, and I am sick of it. I have called local police, I have called cybersecurity, and I've had this place shut down.
Which board is it now? Which radio? We're going to hit the dump button on that one. You can say the D word in certain circumstances, but not in the circumstance of sexual activity. So, just for future reference to anybody out there,
substitute the word Richard.
Right. You can refer to, say, Dick Nixon.
That's right.
Who was
my favorite politician, Dick Armey.
Say them all the time. Say that all the time. It's not a big problem. But when you cannot refer to sexual acts.
Exactly. So Dave normally calls and complains about people making fun of him online.
Dave perceives somebody on the internet as having done something to him, when in fact Dave doesn't understand general etiquette rules, and he goes and badgers the heck out of people until they're mean to him.
Well, right. And it's not like Dave just signs up for a forum and people start being mean to him for no reason. It's Dave who's creating this experience for himself by being just an awful person online, and so he gets back what he puts into the universe.
Well, I'm new to the show, and just I've already had enough experience where Dave had a beef with someone that had a podcast, and then the guy called in. Do you remember that from the podcast?
Yes, purportedly.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
Yeah, he takes his stuff real seriously, and I'd like to recommend to anybody out there on the internet, try not to take it too seriously. You know, most of these people who are arguing with you, you'll probably never meet them in real life. They are just, you know, trolls. They're trying to get a reaction out of you.
And honestly, it feels good to just step away from social media. I shut down my Facebook.
How long has it been now? Since
a year.
Congratulations.
I've been coming up a year, and it is the most freeing thing.
I love that you've been able to do that successfully, Taryn.
I get so much pressure. Like, every other week, I can't tell you how many times Johnson told me, you know it if you're on Facebook. It's like, you know what, man?
But there's
I'm so
much
free
you,
without it.
There's so much you don't know if you are on Facebook.
That's true. I miss a lot.
That's not what I mean. No. I said there's so much you don't know if you're on Facebook. Okay, so what I mean
explain
by
what
that,
you mean.
What I mean by that is Facebook has so much going on. There's, you know, pages and there's groups and there's posts and there's, you know, all kinds of different things that you can like and you can join, and Facebook doesn't give you all of the information from those things unless you go through extra hoops. So let's say you really like Free Talk Live and you hit the like button on our Facebook page. That's cool. We appreciate you doing that. But unfortunately, you still won't see everything we post. You'll see a fraction of the things that we post. You'll only see the things that we post if Facebook's algorithm determines that you should see it. And generally, their algorithm determines about 2% of a page's likes, from what I understand. And they change these rules right all the time. But, you know, a very small fraction of the page's total likes will actually see the post that the page makes. So you have to go through the extra step, and almost no one knows about this, to hover over the like button. And again, they change these rules all the time. The last time I've seen this, you hover over the like button, then it allows you to select get notifications. Then you'll become more likely. And I don't even know if it's then 100%.
Right. You're more likely. I just wanted to make sure that you had phrased that properly. You're not going to get every update even if you go get notifications.
And
you'll get
this
more.
A big reason why I left Facebook is, you know, it was really good for business. I made a lot of money selling books on it in 2010. Yeah. 11, and then these rules kind of all the free stuff stopped, and you said had to pay to reach people.
But ultimately,
and,
that's what it comes down to, you know, right? They're an ad venue.
Yeah, but, you know, Google's an ad venue too, or YouTube is an ad venue too, and they do it opposite. You know,
right, with YouTube, when you hit subscribe, you will not miss a video.
Correct.
It will show you every video that channel posts on your subscription list.
YouTube's a much better model as far as that goes, that I don't think it will destroy itself like Facebook will.
So Facebook, you...
I see it as just a Rolodex of your friends eventually. That'll get to the point where you can't see anything you really want to see and people will tire of it.
It's good for some things, but usually the only things it's good for are because everyone's there. Because there are so many people there is the only reason why Facebook wins in a lot of ways. It's not because it's a better platform. It's not because they have more options. It's not because they're better designed or programmed or anything like that. It's just where the people are.
For business, I wouldn't touch it anymore. It's not worth my time. Google Plus is superior to business-wise.
You're going to have to tell me how you do it.
Because I do really well on Google Plus.
Let's go to Nick. He's in Boston. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark. Actually, nope, Nick is not on right now because, my internet just died. We've been having trouble here over the last few nights. And
what's going on with that?
I don't know. I will have to spend some more time trying to figure that out. I think we actually have Nick here, and hopefully our board operator will be able to end the call because I have no way of taking in any calls.
We can hear him.
Yeah, I know he's there. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, I consider myself a little bit of a Dave expert. I've been following Dave on the internet for almost a decade now, and I'm a member of the, it's actually the Death Squad. I know Dave called us something else, but the DS, it's actually a group of people who are just sort of fascinated by Dave, and we
there's a Dave forum now.
Well, there's a message board, the Death Squad message board, but it's sort of about how we're all fascinated by Dave, and some of us are like friendly with Dave, some of us are his Dave's like arch enemy, like Mike H is Dave's worst enemy on the internet. Dave has called the police saying like, "There's this guy called Mike H on the internet. Go get him."
I bet the police love him.
How do you know that he has actually called the police? Have the police actually called you?
Oh, yeah. The police have called me a couple times about Dave, like for pranking his brother, actually. But, yeah, the state police.
That's amazing. There's a Dave message board. Thanks, Nick. It's Free Talk Live.
Lead military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up anything you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Taryn's here, courtesy of his website, TarynLupo.com. Sometimes websites go astray, though, as well as all kinds of other IT-related stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing happens. And if you've got a business, you know IT can be a real problem. Unreliability, unpredictability. Usually it just takes forever to get something done with your IT. But it doesn't have to be that way. IT can serve your needs. RootWork Infotech helps businesses achieve always-on reliability. They're nerds who know business, and RootWork can make IT meet your needs. To prove it, they will give you 30 minutes on the phone with one of their senior consultants for free. So they're already helping you solve problems right away for 30 minutes on the phone. All you have to do is go to rootwork.it/FTL. Now, the reason we're not giving out a telephone number here is we're talking about IT. If you can't go to rootwork.it/FTL on the internet, you're unqualified for this ad anyway. So,
is it vetting?
Yes, this is vetting. R-O-O-T, rootwork.it/FTL.
All right, so you can join us here. Share your best tipping story as a server,
oh, yeah.
Somebody who has you know, worked in the hospitality, the service industry. You did this, Karen.
Yes, many years.
And you have for us, we started this discussion in the first hour of the show, and we're going to pick it up now. So, strangest customer, you were going to give us that story, and then the best tip.
Strangest customer. Okay, now remember, I'm at a cheap buffet place. It's Bob's Big Boy, if you guys know what that is in the South. It's called Shoney's up north, I guess, too. And it's
there's
basically
no Shoney's up north. Is that's a southern chain, too.
What do you guys have that's equivalent? Denny's, maybe?
Shoney's was a Denny's competitor for a long time.
Something like that. Well, it was this deal where it was a lot of cheaper food, and it was buffet certain times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get the highest paying customers of the highest class. A lot of families would come in that would trash the place.
Oh, boy.
The most interesting is I worked the drunk graveyard shift, and one guy that would come in at night would come in with his own, it was like a Red Solo cup, and he would hide it. And as he sat down, all he would go to the bar and get was breads. And then he would reach into the cup, put something in the bread, and eat it. And then he'd reach in the cup and put something in the bread and eat it. And it took us, I mean, he came in all the time, and it took me a little while to figure out what he was doing. I finally looked in the cup, and it was nails, bolts, and screws. He was eating pieces of metal. And I have heard of this condition being a doctor where people have this urge to eat metal.
What?
And my friends didn't believe me, so I had them come in one night, and we all watched him sat there, and he just... He got comfortable doing it, and he would just eat screws in front of people and nails and stuff. And this guy came in for years. I was like, how could he not be dead?
He's got to be passing them, right?
I guess. And all he ate was bread and meat.
If you're eating that many screws and nails, then, you know, those are going to go through you at some point. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you'd have a big collection of screws and nails in your stomach. Right.
That whole myth about gum sticking into your insides for 7 years, it doesn't. The screws, the nails, and the gum, they're all coming out.
Do you remember the length? I mean, were they little? Tiny?
They were small ones. Okay. Yeah, like, you know, he would eat. I saw him eat lots of tacks. I saw him eat bolts.
Wow.
I just don't understand how he didn't puncture something, but he must. Maybe the bread? I don't know. But
it's not the bread.
No, that bread ain't going to make it through your stomach acid, but I imagine steel would make it through stomach acid.
People thought I was making this up until I made him come watch, and we all just were like, no.
Somebody should have
get
stomach acid doesn't burn steel.
This was
beams.
The day before cell phones, or it would have been on YouTube for sure.
Somebody, right. I mean, it's a shame that.
This was like 1980, you know.
This guy could have monetized this, right?
He probably is somewhere in some free
He's
show.
He's hiding
now.
It at a Shoney's Big Boy.
Oh, my gosh. That was the craziest one I used to get.
Imagine the kind of money that he could have made just doing bar bets with people.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Throw out some tacks on the bar the bar table. Like, I'll bet you $100 that I can eat five of those tacks or whatever. Oh, yeah, right.
He could have used it. And, you know, he was a pretty normal-looking guy. You know, it wasn't like some homeless dude with a beard and It was
he wasn't reeking of alcohol or anything like that.
I can't remember that, but I do remember it being like, so that's what was in the Solo cup. Like, you know, he'd see him come in all the time and hide this thing. He'd reach into his jacket. He had it hidden in his jacket.
And he's just buying bread. He's just getting bread from the buffet.
Like, you couldn't have done that at home.
Yeah. It's one of the worst things you can buy at a buffet or that you can load your plate up with, right?
I don't know why he had the urge to eat it in public. I don't know.
Or why he's bothering just to hide it in bread.
All right. That's a good crazy customer story.
Best tip I ever got. Now, remember, I'm like 16. I got a $100 tip once.
Wow.
Because this guy was eating with his, like, teenage son, and he said, I just want you to know that I just became a millionaire.
Whoa.
And
he wanted you to know, the waiter?
He said, I want you to know that we're celebrating. I just became a millionaire, and he just gave me a $100 tip.
Ah.
He's like, this is proof. And he showed it, and I was like, congratulations. Right on, man.
Indeed. And, congratulations indeed.
And that was it. All the other waiters were so jealous I got the table. They were so mad. I was like, you know, hey, man, once in a while you get lucky.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, that's all it was. I mean, it was luck. Somebody was going to get it.
Yep. And this guy just wanted to feel like a millionaire. Just was like, hey, I'm going to tip someone $100 just because so I can feel rich.
So if you've got a good tipping story or a crazy customer story, you can call in here. Toll-free number is 855-450-4242. free.
So I worked as a waiter for a period of time, too, and right after getting out of prison. Actually, not getting out of prison, while I was in work release. So okay. I'm actually in prison working as a waiter.
You're going back and checking in for the night?
Yep, so going to sleep. But basically, if I wasn't at work, I needed to be there. And I asked for the split shifts and everything, right? Like, so I want to get to work as early as possible, sure. Leave as late as possible, and
go back and sleep.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. So one point or another, I just kind of connected with this customer. This man and his wife, we were talking, and he began to ask me about me. And I wasn't prepared. I didn't have a whole bunch of lies prepared for him. So I'm just like, well.
Where are you from? Cell block D.
Right. I'm in prison. I'm just recently got out of prison, or I'm in work release now, or whatever. Yeah. I told him specifically. He was being very kind about it, kind of understanding. He gave me his card and said, "Hey, when you get out, get in touch with me. Maybe I'll be able to
work.
Hook you up with a job." And then he gave me a $20 tip.
Sweet.
That's great.
And before that, I'd been sort of hiding the fact that I was in prison.
Yeah, I played that angle all the time after that.
Suddenly, I'm in work release. Right? If anybody asked, that's how things are going. That was my best story. Not as good as the guy who eats nuts and bolts, no.
But that was your best tipping story.
That's the best tipping story.
Crazy customer?
I'm going to go crazy, weird, dumb. This man and his wife come in, and she orders, he orders some drink, and she orders an Osti. We had Osti Spumante on the menu. So I went and got his drink, and I brought her back an Osti Spumante. And she said, I didn't order this. I don't know what? I ordered an iced tea. Oh, an iced tea. And so I went back. I'm terribly sorry. I removed her Osti Spumante, and I returned with an iced tea. And these people, they literally did not tip me. This was one of the few times that I've been stiffed as a waiter. Now, I took it away and came back. I heard Osti. And I had people order.
It's a heavy Southern accent is what you.
Right. And I'm sorry that, I'm sorry you can't communicate in English to a person who is from the South. I am from the South. I was born in Florida. And I'm sorry you didn't communicate with me. But, I fixed that right up for you as quickly as I could.
Wow.
And these skin flint a-holes stiffed me on what it would have been? $3 or $4 tip? Big fat hairy deal. Somebody makes a mistake.
Wow.
Couple of jerks.
All right. We've got enough time for you. If you want to share your story with us, maybe you've worked in service, hospitality industry, share your worst customer story, crazy customer. Bad tippers are also welcome, and good tipping. 855-453. We've got time for you here on Free Talk Live.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll-free. We've got enough time for you, even in the remaining moments of the show, which are happening now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. That toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about customer experience stories from the side of the sales side, from the waiter's side, from the customer service side. And there's just so many of these stories. I mean, we have a few of them here in the studio, but anybody who's worked with the public more than a day probably has some kind of outrageous story of people behaving badly or whatever.
It's strange to me because people go out and it's like when they go to a restaurant, they no longer look at their servers as people. I can't believe what passes sometimes. I've seen people be so rude to their servers, like completely ignore them like they're not even people. You know, just shut up and bring me my stuff.
That's a little trick, right? You can, if you want to know what somebody's personality is like, you take them out to a dinner and you see how they treat their server.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's
brilliant. You want to know if you want to hire somebody or you want to know if you want to date somebody or whatever. How do they treat the server?
Wow, that's genius.
I think that is generally good. But I would also warn you that a person who eats out a great deal, humans are great at seeing patterns, but it's one of our biggest downfalls, too. So what they'll do is they'll just sort of make assumptions based on things that they've experienced, notable things they've experienced. Notable things tend to be either very, very good or very, very bad. And so if they decide to lump servers together, or maybe servers in a certain type of restaurant, or people who are behind the cash registers in fast food restaurants, or maybe fine dining restaurants, they might have stories that they've created in their own mind, because humans are pattern recognizers, sort of color the experience they've had. I mean, we've all had bad serving experiences. Some people frankly, get a job as a server, and they're unqualified to do it. They are the worst server in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And they might, you know, give you bad service, that bad service is notable, or whatever. So your the way you deal with the next server is going to be changed by that, right?
That's unacceptable. You should be able to judge people individually.
Wait 1 second. Let me give you an example. So I have a severe allergy to caffeine.
Okay.
Bad things happen when I get caffeine. I make it very, very clear to the person who I am ordering coffee from that I need decaffeinated coffee.
Yeah.
And some of them consider it rude.
Some of the servers,
right? Like, it's like, hey, what do you think, I can't understand instructions, right? Like, they literally are rude about me trying to make sure, okay, look, this is my health we're talking about.
You can come at that from a different perspective, right? Like, you can come at that from being rude to the server, like just treating them like they're dirt and that, you know, they don't understand what you're saying. Or you can come at them from a perspective of, hey, look, this is really important to me.
Right, if you said it in a demeaning way.
I attempt to do that. And, you know, like human beings, especially human beings who have never spoken to each other before, there's going to be sometimes the puzzle pieces aren't going to fit together exactly right. All I want to do is make clear is that it ain't just customers here.
Oh, no doubt.
We're all customers of servers, so this is a general interest show, so we should be mainly talking to customers. But
there's a lot of really jerky
servers out there, too.
Yeah, and I don't think you should tip those people that really – I'm a very good tipper because I believe in karma on – you know, I worked in the industry, I tip well. You know, I understand what it's like to be on the other side, but I also don't tolerate crappy service. If I get bad service, man, I don't tip, and I tell them why I'm not tipping.
See, that's important.
I would love to. I just don't have the emotional energy to tell somebody why they're getting. You know, I would rather give them, a low to market rate tip than have a conversation with a person about why they're getting a bad tip.
Actually, I usually do it with the manager. I'll still leave a small tip, and I'll say, you know, I go to the manager, and I don't like directly confronting
them. I'd rather have a comment card or something like that.
Yeah, that would be the best way.
But I also leave comment cards, positive ones, for good service, too.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's really important. I go to the internet, and I actually do comment on when I get outstanding service. I think that's huge. It makes the server feel really good.
Yeah, I totally agree.
The other good thing is to actually walk up and talk to their manager and say, this server is excellent,
great job.
And hear it, let them hear it. And it makes their whole day, man. Even if they don't care about the tip, they feel really good about.
Look, Mark, I wasn't saying there aren't bad servers. I was just saying that this is the kind of a thing you can do. If you're taking somebody out to dinner, is observe how they treat the help. If they treat them like they're some kind of dirt beneath the sole of their shoe, and you know, you can get a feel for how somebody is feeling towards somebody by the way they treat them.
That's genius. I never
even thought
of that.
That's the way to kind of like, you know, cross that person off your list. Oh. So that's all I was saying.
Yeah, I mean, I want people who don't understand how I communicate to cross me off their list. Like, I can tell you that I've been called arrogant many times in my life.
Yeah.
It's probably true. But if you can't handle a little bit of arrogance, if you can't handle somebody who's confident in their life, you can't handle a certain level of vanity, you probably shouldn't hang out with me.
Yeah, and there's enough people in the world that, you know, you don't need to hang out with people you don't.
Yep.
Make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you really need 2, 3, 4 good friends. Really, come on.
Eventually, all you'll need is a robot, according to the Sun.
Nice lead in.
Over in the UK. And this is a sort of a retread of a story that we covered about a year ago, but this is a newer poll. In fact, in the story we covered a year ago, it was a higher percentage. But right now, at around 15%, I think it was actually the U.S., maybe it was around 20% or 25%, but around 15% of British men would consider a romantic relationship with a robot. And I think by romantic relationship, they weren't just talking about sex. Here we go. The chaps who would be up for courting a bot believed they could have a, quote, fulfilling emotional relationship, unquote, with a lifelike machine.
15%?
That's right.
Okay.
However, the Sky News poll found only 2% of women would date a droid. Top academic Dr. Helen Driscoll believes humans having sex.
Sounds like there's going to be competition for women to start being nicer to their men.
Top academic Helen Driscoll believes humans having sex with robots could become the norm in 50 years. She claims advances in technology will change the way we interact with robots in the coming decades, and that virtual reality could soon mimic and even improve on sex with a human.
What was that pet? Wasn't there like a thing called a Furby or something like that?
There was.
That was basically this pet that you gave to kids to see whether or not they'd kill a puppy. You know, that kind of thing.
No, the Furby.
I didn't realize that was that was.
You might be confusing the Furby with a Tamagotchi.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, the Tamagotchi.
I might
very
well
be confusing. Yeah, the keychain ones.
Yeah.
The kid had to feed
the
it.
The Tamagotchi was a digital pet that you had to feed.
Yeah, you had to feed it on a regular basis and do these sorts of things to it. And, I mean, if people can have digital pets, if digital pets could be popular, I don't see why digital boyfriends and girlfriends wouldn't, you know, significant others wouldn't be popular either. I mean, when you're talking about, I can be a big, fat, hairy, obese individual, which would be a lot easier than what I'm attempting to lose weight right now, I could do that and then have the hottest, you know, a female robot that's just the hottest thing around that tells me how awesome I am. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's going to catch on.
I can't imagine how. I mean, I would sign up for that in a minute when it came out just to have. I don't know. It's so. Man, I'm torn because it's like you could have this unbelievable girlfriend that does everything and looks exactly how you want, but then are you going to miss the real life factor? And I think they'll end up being a combination of both. You'll have your sex girlfriend, your robot girlfriend or whatever,
and then the a real life hang out with?
And then a real life girlfriend.
I'm surprised the ladies on this one. Ladies, let me step down here for a second. Yeah, the ladies, only 2% said they would go for the robot boyfriend. Really, ladies, you're the only reason that men are still around. We're the vestigial gender. We have no use. You can earn the same amount of money that we earn. I mean, you know, basically the only thing that men are good for is killing bugs, reaching tall things, moving heavy objects now and then, you know, furniture, that kind of thing, and the occasional sexual interlude.
Opening jars. Men are generally better at that.
You can get one of those little rubber things. And
those are awesome.
Yeah, my wife can open a, you know, just about any jar. Every now and then, you know, I'm going to have to open a jar. But honestly, and a lot of ladies.
The other tip with jars is if you actually heat the top up, like run it under the water or whatever, and then you use the little rubber thing.
If you think how much trouble having another person live in your domicile is, and then you weigh that against jar opening, you're like, I'm going to figure out a way to open a jar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean,
you know, the robot will open the damn jar.
The robot will pop that baby right open.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but think about how many men, when they get annoyed, they just want to be left alone, and how great it would be to just be like, robot, leave me alone for a day. You know, just turn off the robot.
Shut down.
And I think that would go real well with a lot of guys, especially since men are kind of socially retarded anyway.
I had a good friend of mine, his girlfriend said, you see how the dog reacts when I get home? You should react the same way. And he didn't break up with her immediately, which would have been my advice. But, you know, ladies, the man can act like the dog when you come home. He'll be that excited if you get a robot.
That's right.
I mean, all your fantasies will come true. This is the wave of the future.
So the robot expert here, Helen Driscoll, says this is coming in the next 50 years. She says if we think back to the social norms about sex that existed just 100 years ago, it's obvious that they have changed rapidly and radically. Robophilia may be alien now, but it could be normal in the near future as attitudes evolve with technology. Yeah, that percentage is likely going to go up as soon as those guys see their first hottie robot. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I've been lying here forever.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Mini. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.